In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey here, inviting you to stay tuned for The Ron Caskey Show. That's me, I'm Dr. Ron Caskey, that's spelled C-A-S-K-E-Y. I'm going to give you my website, my email address, my cell phone numbers, and here's what I do and what we're going to talk about on today's Ron Caskey Show. We're going to talk about how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. I'm going to give you some details. I can do more in front of you, but I'll at least get your attention on the Ron Caskey Show today, and I'll show you how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. Yep, for a fact, I can show you how to do that. And then I'm going to invite you to call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. So I'm going to give you my cell phone numbers, my website, my email address, and then we're going to talk about your retirement. It's your retirement, folks. I don't do the gambling side of the table where you pay a financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker to gamble with your retirement in the largest casino in the world. And that's Wall Street. I don't do that. So stay tuned. The Ron Caskey Show starts right now. Everybody, welcome once again to the Ron Caskey Show. That's me. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. By the way, happy Easter to all of you. Tomorrow I have a special message, of course, for Easter Sunday. And then I'm going to sing a song for you a little in just a few minutes to kind of set the tone for tomorrow. And then we're going to get back and talk about business and what you can do to alleviate your losses and issues with growth and safety and so on. The problem today is people have no hope, and we have hope. And so everybody gets bogged down in their stocks and their bonds and their mutual funds. So today, after I do some headlines and lay some preparation here, we're going to talk about two main areas. One is I'm going to compare pensions to indexed annuities. Pensions to indexed annuities. And then if I have time, I want to touch on the difference between the old defined benefit plans and what's been around now for decades, defined contribution plans at your work. So that's where we're headed today. But in the meantime, get on my calendar and don't put it off. I'm telling you, folks, it's not looking good. And when I read these current headlines, hours old, then you're going to understand you need to do something. And Einstein is the one that said the definition of insanity is just keep doing the same thing over and over and expect different results. And that's all people do. And in fact, Wall Street Journal just keeps saying with all of the difficulties in the markets and so on and the losses, and we'll get into that, they said that the investors ignore all of that and just keep placing their bets. Well, go ahead, but I've got a better plan for you, and that's what we're going to touch on today. So give me a call. Let me bring information to you. Give me 30 minutes with you and your spouse and your stuff, and I'll take 2 minutes out of that 30-minute window, and I will show you how indexed annuities work and how they can work for you, and you will understand it. See, your financial planner, advisor, CFP fee taker says, oh, no, you can't understand indexed annuities, and they're too complex. And well, I'm sorry they're so ignorant that they can't understand it. You can by just giving me 2 minutes in front of you with a pad and a piece of a pad and a pencil or a pen, and you will understand it. See, with indexed annuities, you capture all of the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. You need to know how that can work for you, and my time never costs you a penny, ever. So call me today, don't put it off. Here's my numbers, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment next week, right now. Don't put it off. Now, today is the day before Easter. Tomorrow is my second favoritest holiday of the year. My first is Christmas Day, when we as Christians celebrate worldwide. We celebrate the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. And by the way, if you have another so-called translation of the Bible, I don't know why you don't have the real one, which is the King James Version of the Bible, but here's a verse for you. Check it out, and let me explain to you. Isaiah 7:14 says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. If your so-called translation of the Bible does not have virgin in it, I can tell you the Revised Standard Version right there says a young woman. Burn it. It's really important, and it separates our salvation from every other of the 4,200 religions out there, because if Jesus was not born of a virgin conceived by the Holy Ghost, he couldn't die for our sins. So the virgin birth of Jesus Christ is important. So we celebrate that on Christmas Day. And then tomorrow, worldwide, we celebrate the resurrection, the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. Again, that's what separates our salvation, our Christianity, our home in heaven from all the other 4,200 so-called religions that pray to, bow to, worship a dead God. Muslims the world over worship a dead God. Buddhists, a dead God. I could go on and on, don't have time. We serve a risen Savior, and he's in the world today. You do understand that tomorrow's Easter, and I have a special Easter Sunday message for tomorrow, and you can pick it up also on my website after tomorrow morning. But I'm going to sing a song for you today. It's probably the most requested song for me to sing at funerals. But Jesus, what I'm going to cover tomorrow is the preparation leading up to Calvary and then the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But when we study the event of Easter and what led up to it and so on, we see that he prayed with his disciples. And so here's a song for you. I recorded it years ago. I still sing it in churches. In the Garden. Hope it's a blessing to you. Then we'll come back and get to some business. Here you go. In the Garden.
I come to the garden.
God is so good to me. At 82, I can still sing that song. Isn't that great? I tell people all the time, Willie Nelson and Neil Diamond give me hope because they're older than I am and still singing. And so anyway, I give all of the credit to Almighty God. And so I wanted to drop that in today just to kind of prep you for tomorrow. Hope you enjoy Easter Sunday, and if you can attend my radio show, listen to it when it airs in your area, that's good. If you miss it, then go on my website, hit the radio button, and you can hear it again and listen to it at your convenience. Now, I don't know how to make a transition from that to where we're at today. You know, we're living in chaotic times. And the problem with people today is that they have no hope. And as I said earlier in today's radio show, our hope is in Jesus Christ. If yours isn't, you're in trouble. If your hope's in Wall Street, your hope's in the District of Criminals, your hope is in bonds or corporations or whatever, you're in trouble, folks. You need to put your faith in Jesus Christ first and then let him lead you in how to be a good steward of God's money. Guess who can show you how to do that? By the way, speaking of Easter, I have no idea what chocolate bunnies and Peeps. I love Peeps, but I don't have a clue what in the world they've got to do with Easter. I've always wondered, having been raised in the country and on farms and so on, is how chickens, first of all, or bunny rabbits can lay colored Easter eggs. And that doesn't make sense to me. Well, there you go. All right, let's move on. here's some headlines. These are right out of current news. So I'll just run down these and show you what these headlines look like. First of all, here's one, because I hear a lot of people talking about, oh, got to buy gold, got to buy silver. Well, here's a headline just a few days ago. War and inflation are supposed to be gold's friends. Not this time. This should be the time for gold to shine. The yellow metal has the perfect opportunity to demonstrate its role in a shield for investors against inflation and geopolitics. Instead, it has crumbled. At one point, just a few days ago, it was down. Gold was down. Gold was down 14% just a few days ago, before the Israel-U.S. war, before the war, and against the Iran began. Investors would have been better off in the tiniest micro cap stocks than in the oldest source of safety. Well, that's for all of you who think you need to be hoarding gold. Well, here's another one, just on the economy. The post office. Now, the cost of mailing and shipping and everything has just gone up. And especially those of you who live raised the way I was on penny postcards and nickel stamps and 10-cent airmail. Now, here's another one. And the post office is one of the worst-run government businesses. And they've been broke forever. They should have turned it and Social Security over to Ross Perot about 50 years ago, but of course they didn't. So here's the headline in the Wall Street Journal. Post office sets fuel fee on packages. A surcharge which won't be imposed on letter mail is called necessary bridge, but it will be imposed on everything else. Janine, who does all of this for us, and she said just doing that alone, shipping costs in the post office and FedEx and Amazon and so on, will increase the cost of the price of the things we buy 10% just right off the bat. Here's another one. This just a few days ago. Market closes the fifth losing week in a row. The worst week since 2022. Let me read it again. Market closes the fifth losing week in a row. So that's all of you who you're just gamblers by nature, and that's all you're doing when you're in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and variables of any kind. Here's another one. These are just headlines on the economy, folks. Consumer sentiment fell in March. That's the month we just finished. Wall Street's bonuses reached unprecedented levels. You've heard me say over and over and over, you can't challenge it, you can't deny it, and you can't tell me I'm lying. When I say, when Wall Street wins, Main Street loses. All these corporations care about. Period, end of story. They don't give a rat's patootie about you. All they care about are their CEO's salary and now these bonuses that have gone up just 6%, but the average bonus in Wall Street and the SEC and all of those people that think they're so smart, They have a record $246,900 bonus across the board in 2025. CEO's salaries have gone up millions. And Wall Street defends this by saying, well, the market's up and our profits are up 30%. Your profits are up because your shareholders are putting pressure on the corporations to increase prices, so their share prices go up and their portfolios go up. It's all rigged by the investors and the CEOs of the corporations. The conflict, Iran war, pushes NASDAQ down into what they call correction territory. It's a crash, folks. Here's another one. Just in the Wall Street Journal, that was in, this is in the Denver Compost. Wall Street bonuses now average $246,900. So there you go. As far as the economy goes, here's this cartoon, Pepper and Salt. I look at it in the Wall Street Journal every morning because it's usually spot on. So here's these two jocks walking down. Obviously, they've got their Starbucks coffee and they got their briefcases and in their peg leg pants. And it says, investors remain optimistic because they're not paying attention. That's a true story. Just a couple of things here as far as common sense goes. This is in the Denver Compost. Slavery exhibit to be altered. Slavery exhibit to be altered. All of these little darling liberals that have been raised, given everything to them, want to do away with history because they just don't like it. They don't believe in it. And so they just change history. And so here's the Smithsonian Institute. And it says, school children visit the National Museum of African American History and Culture's Middle Passage exhibits behind a wooden timber. The artifact is from the slave ship, the São José blah, 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 African, on March 6th in Washington. And so because it represents a slave ship, that they have no slaves in their family, but they don't like it. And so we'll just change history. And now they're gonna take that timber away from that slave ship. One more. When driving the wrong car to work can get you a ticket. Is anybody else just absolutely weary over all of the control being imposed on our lives? Not just in government, but your corporation, the companies that you work for. They look over your shoulder, they watch your emails, your phone calls, and everything else. And now here's the manufacturing company in Detroit that makes Dodge and Jeeps and so on, and they are now requiring everybody to come back to their fancy building and work in an office, and they've been off now for however many years working at home, and so they drive their Beater to the parking lot, and they find out they can't park any place on the property unless they drive a Jeep or a Dodge. And all that is control. Folks are trying to feed their family, and these corporations are so egotistical and arrogant, and they say, you can't park, you can work for us, you can make us money, you can raise our CEO's salary by millions, you can take care of our shareholders, but you sure can't park a foreign car in our parking lot. It's all control, folks. When we come back, we're going to get into this and talk about pensions and indexed annuities. Give me a call. Do it today. Don't put it off. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today. Stay tuned. Be right back. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later, all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Welcome back to my second segment of today's Ron Kasky Show. Jot down my phone numbers. We got to run. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Get on my calendar. Do it today. Don't put it off. By the way, all of those headlines I read to you about stocks and bonds and mutual funds and the economy and the worst week in since 2022 in stocks. And there was just a few days ago when the stock market lost over 4,000 points in like 3 days. And one morning I was watching it and it was down 333, I think, 338, something like that. And just like that, it jumped up in positive territory to over 700 points. You know what that trigger was that second? The trigger was Trump announcing that he was going to put off 5 days attacking the energy in Iran. And as soon as he said that, the market went up nearly 1,000 points from 300 in the hole to 700 in the plus zone. It's a fickle market, folks. And the small person, the home trader person, they're the ones that lose. I'm telling you, when Wall Street wins, Main Street loses. And so with all of the volatility, do you really want to keep gambling on the stock market? Or would you rather sleep well at night? I can help you do that with indexed annuities. Let's compare your pension at work. Here's why I bring this up. When you're still working there, you can't do anything about it. But the day you leave, you retire, or you walk out of that corporation, I need to be on the phone with you the next minute. I wrote some folks just a few weeks back, 3 weeks back, and he retired like a month early. And when I wrote the application to move his 401k into one of my indexed annuities, he said, "How long is this going to take? I don't want to leave it there any longer." And so some people are smart like that and move it right away. So others, they just want to leave their pension where it is, whether that's para or CORA or TSP, state, federal, or in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. If you're going to leave that pension there, I want you to know, compare that with my indexed annuities. So pensions, indexed annuities, lifetime income, yes and yes. Backed by an institution? Well, pensions are backed by the employer and the pension fund. Indexed annuities are backed by life insurance companies worth billions. Predictable income stream, yes and yes. Not tied to market losses, yes and yes. But with an indexed annuity, your principal is protected. Longevity protection, strong. Both are designed to solve the same problem. And the problem is, I don't want to outlive my money. But what are you not wanting to outlive? So I got to run. Number one, who funds it? The pension is funded by your employer funds, most or all of it. Indexed annuities, you fund it with your own savings. Who bears the risk? In a pension, your employer bears the investment risk and longevity risk. So the question comes, how strong is your employer and how long are they going to be around? Indexed annuities, the risk is on the insurance company. But you choose the product And there's a ton of those. Income flexibility, now it starts downhill, folks, because with a pension, your income is usually fixed with limited options. With an indexed annuity, it's flexible. It's joint life on you and your spouse. It's increasing income and guaranteed periods, and I could go on and on. What about portability? Pension, it's not portable. It's tied to your employer. Indexed annuities, it's fully portable because you own it. Your pension, your old company owns it. Indexed annuities, you own it. Growth potential, pension, no growth because it's formula based. With an indexed annuity, the accumulation value can grow based on an index, but without market losses. So you hear me say it all the time. I'll show you how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely no downside risk. So it's got growth potential till you die or hit 120. What about guarantees? Well, with a pension, it's backed by your employer. How strong are they? How long do you think they'll be around? Indexed annuities are backed by the insurer's financial strength. And of the 1,800 life insurance companies out there, I only deal with the top companies that have strong financials. And what about death benefit? This is huge. What about a death benefit? Well, with a pension, it's minimal. The income usually stops at death unless you choose a survivor option, which is usually 50% of what yours is. With an indexed annuity, it includes a death benefit for whomever your beneficiaries are. Here, I'll sum that up. A pension dies with you. An annuity will outlive you. So let's look at the big picture and talk about how corporations manage pension liabilities. Well, corporations manage pension liabilities by measuring the present value of future pension promises. Then, using funding strategies and investment strategies and risk reduction techniques to ensure that they can meet these obligations. You ever hear of corporations going out of business and bankruptcy? Yeah, all the time. Now, I'll tell you for a fact, life insurance companies, the smaller ones, they go out of business, but nobody has ever lost a penny because their life insurance company went out of business. You know why? Because the next life insurance company in line buys their book of business. No one has ever lost a penny of their indexed annuity because the life insurance company went out of business. How many corporations go out of business every day? So this involves actuarial calculations and liability-driven investing, de-risking glide paths, and sometimes plan termination or transfer. So let's understand the liability itself. Pension liabilities represent the present value of all future retirement payments promised to employees. To calculate this, companies use actuarial assumptions, life expectancy, and so on. Discount rates, higher rates, lower present value of liabilities, expected investment returns. You know what they invest in? Stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and of course, regulatory requirements. Here's why managing liabilities matter. Pension liabilities influence corporate financial statements, cash flow requirements, credit ratings, ability to attract and retain employees, and long-term financial stability. Underfunded plans can create significant financial strain. Fully funded plans increase corporate flexibility. So, key strategies that corporations use. And I'm not going to get very technical here. I'm just going to highlight my notes. I did a serious deep dive on this. In fact, I put up two recent videos on these two subjects, pensions versus indexed annuities and defined benefit plans versus defined contribution plans. You need to see those. But they use asset liability studies and time horizons, risk tolerance, and so on. Liability-driven investing. That's long duration bonds, investment grade credit, asset-based finance, and private credit. So I've got some more on that, but it gets too technical. You need to pull up my video and watch it. But here's why this matters today. Now, remember, your income and your pension doesn't go up and doesn't go down. When you die, it dies. Unless you took less while you were alive and your spouse gets 50% of your income when you die. And remember these things and when we talk about the comparison. But why it matters, many large U.S. corporate pension plans are now over 100% funded. That's good. That should make you feel good. But how can they do that? Because it never grows. Your pension doesn't change. There's no death benefit when you're gone. And they count on that. You dying early and leaving that pot, either 50% of it with your spouse or all to them. So they're over 100% funded for the first time since before the 08 crisis. Rising interest rates have reduced the present value of liabilities, improving funded status, and this has accelerated de-risking and liability transfer activity. All of those are good things for your pension, but remember, it's static, it's level, it never changes. And so let's just compare these, and before I get over to defined benefit versus defined contribution plans, I understand, folks, this is technical, but you need to know what you got, and you need to know some alternatives that'll beat it to death. And so that's why I get technical in some of these, and people, you may turn it off, you may go to sleep, but you need to know what your pension is worth. Who stands behind it? Who takes the risk? You do. They don't. And so, again, you got to understand the difference. So here's a quick comparison. With pensions, professional management, actuarial science, long-term liability planning, that's all good. 401k, HOPE, guessing, market exposure, and that's if you don't have a pension, but you walk away with mutual funds, your money's still in the market. Now, enter life insurance companies. They still manage risk like pensions did. They still have actuarial tables. They still have long-term guarantees, but they have predictable outcomes. So life insurance companies didn't abandon the pension model, they perfected it. So corporations say, we can't guarantee this anymore. The life insurance company says, that's exactly what we do. So pensions are strongest if you want simple, predictable income. They're also the strongest when you trust the employer's long-term stability. Do you? I don't know. And you don't need flexibility or death benefits? Then pensions for you. An indexed annuity is stronger when you want control over your retirement income. It's yours. You own it. You want market length growth without market losses. See, with an indexed annuity, and you can pull up my training videos, you can pull up all of those, you can call me and let me draw this out for you inside of 2 minutes. And what I'll draw out for you is the side view of stair steps. When the market goes up, you increase. When the market goes down, that's your flat step. You keep your gains. Market goes up, you go up. Keep your gains up, keep your gains up. That continues until you die or hit 120. And if your beneficiaries outlive you, they're part of that, of your index annuity, which they take over the day you die, and it continues. They can take it out. Why not leave it in? And it continues to do the same thing. If you have a pension and you're past your spouse, there is no death benefit. And so indexed annuities, you want to control it. You want market link growth with no losses. You want income guarantees plus beneficiary protection, indexed annuities for you. You don't have a pension and you want to create your own, get an indexed annuity. So a pension is like your employer giving you a lifetime paycheck. An indexed annuity is like you buying your own pension from a life insurance company. So, do pensions still exist? Yeah. You want to hang on to it? I don't know. Let's talk defined benefit plans versus defined contribution plans. Now, defined benefit plans have all but gone away. But I want to explain to you what they are. That's your traditional pension, is a defined benefit plan. And to access to death benefit plans has declined sharply. In March 2025, only 14% of private industry workers had access to a defined benefit plan. And usually those are in government and public sector jobs. Unionized industries are usually those. But a defined contribution plan, which is most likely what you have today, that's your 401ks, 403bs, 401as, 457s, and so on. In March of last year, 70% of private industry workers had access to a defined contribution plan. Since the 1980s, defined contribution plans have steadily replaced pensions as the primary employer-sponsored retirement vehicle. Why the shift? Well, for starters, cost predictability. Contribution plans don't require companies to guarantee lifetime payouts. You need to hear that, because it can go away. Lower financial risk. Employers avoid the investment and longevity risks inherent with pensions. Administrative simplicity. Contribution plans are easier and cheaper to manage. And workforce mobility. Modern workers change jobs more frequently. And your 401k is usually portable. You can take it with you. And so the main thing, as I wrap this up, defined benefit plans versus contributions. Who funds it? Your employer. And defined contributions, the employee and employer match. Payouts, defined benefit plans, guaranteed formula-based monthly income. Contribution plans depends on contributions. And, listen up, market performance. Defined benefit plans, the investment risk, the employer bears the risk. That's why they went away. Defined contribution plans, employees bear the risk. You bear the risk. Predictability, defined benefits, high known benefit. Contribution plans, low. But why? Because they're market driven. Defined benefit plans, corporate trend declining, and defined contribution plans are dominant, 70 4% of them are now defined contribution plans. Now, what do you do? I've shown you the problems. What do you do about it? You call me, because an indexed annuity, your money's not in the market, it's indexed to a market. So when the market goes up, you gain. When the market goes down, you keep your gains. And there's two types of indexed annuities, basically. One is for accumulation. You tell me at any age, you say, I'm not planning on taking income. Therefore, you need an accumulation indexed annuity that captures the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. If you are planning on and approaching retirement and you're wanting to lean on this, your 401k and so on, for income, I will put you in an income annuity so that you can plan on it for the rest of your life, your spouse's life, and so on. I have two main ones right now. Listen up. I have an accumulation product right now with up to a 23% bonus, and you can lock that in for the first 3 years and add to it. I have an income annuity that has a 10% bonus going in, but a guaranteed 10% minimum every year for 20 years. Every year, 10% up front, 10% guaranteed minimum. If the market goes above that, they give you that instead. Give me a call. Get on my calendar. Let me at least bring the information to you. My time doesn't cost you anything. So give me a call. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Kasky jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Kasky's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com now.
Well, there you go. There's the Ron Caskey Show for today. I appreciate you listening. And I'm going to tell you again, you need to call me for a no-cost appointment. No cost. My time never costs you a penny, and there's never any pressure from me to you to make a decision one way or the other. I'm going to show you how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. So all I want you to do today is give me a call and get on my calendar for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. And again, no cost, no pressure. But I am going to show you, and I use only, you've heard the show, you've heard me say it week in and week out, I only talk about indexed annuities. That's a life insurance company product where your money is indexed to a market. Your money is not in the market. So if you want to get the truth, you want to get the honest facts about how to protect, preserve, and grow and recession-proof your retirement, call me today, 303-710-3791, toll-free, 877-218-1972. And oh, by the way, don't forget to dial in here, KLTT, tomorrow to the Bible Views radio show. Thanks for listening. Bye.